当然，我哋可以有时间就去个大自然里边，我哋除咗个鞋啊，喺嗰啲草地行走下咁样样咧，就可以做到个接地气。但系城市人工作咁繁忙嘅时候咧，咁其实而家市面上咧已经系有一啲接地气嘅产品咧，咁喺我哋嘅健康店咧，已经一路咧有好多嘅客人咧就系买咗翻去屋企度咧，就每一日都可以接受到呢个接地气嘅治疗啦。接地气产品咧可以喺我哋六创意嘅健康店可以买到噶啦，联络电话系2882-4848。
以下节目内容纯属主持及嘉宾个人意见，与本台立场无关。
Hello, welcome to Dreams Possible. Today we are very honored to have my good friend Weining with us. Weining is from Poland, and in the past decades, he has been experimenting with all kinds of spiritual practices, weird, and imaginative. We came here today at this wonderful place called Dreams Possible, and Weining was telling me that, why possible? We can also dream impossible, impossibly. And so for him, instead of dreams possible, it is impossible dreams possible. Right, Weining? This is not the first time in Hong Kong. You have been in Hong Kong many times, right? And we are very happy to have him coming here to bless this place, this wonderful place. Dreams Possible has been around for more than a decade, and a billion things happen in this room, and today is a difficult occasion. As we all know, today is a historical moment for Hong Kong, for all kinds of reasons. We are trying our best to project or to send our peaceful energies to everyone. So before we start our session, perhaps Basan would like to welcome Weining to your place on behalf of Dreams Possible, and then conduct a meditation for all of us. You would like to welcome you.
Oh, yes, of course. Welcome, everybody. It's truly a great honor today to have the presence of our very international, renowned, and very experienced, prestigious trainer waiting to be with us to share with us this very important topic of how to achieve inner peace or reclaim, should I say, because many people say that inner peace is actually the ultimate state of mind, the ultimate nature of our true self. So how can we reclaim our inner peace, especially in the middle of this socio-political turbulence and adversity that we are facing today, this few days. So yeah, we'll have a good chat. So Simon, we have a short meditation for us?
Yes, but we all know that this is a turbulent time for our society and for our mother country. And we are so blessed to be able to live in Hong Kong, surviving, experiencing, and practicing our spiritual journey. So, at this moment, we are gathering in peace to remind ourselves that we are doing nothing but creating history with who we are. We are not our body. We are even more than our thoughts. We are who we are. In the end, when the day comes, nothing else will be important. Nothing else will be remembered by everyone and anyone. As Whiting, my friend, just told me a while ago, we are only left with ourselves. It is ourselves, our being, that will count. We are creating this reality called the human world, Yangan. We are responsible for everything that is happening around us. So it is good at this point in history, as always, to remind ourselves that our very nature is peace. And this paradise we created as a playground for ourselves is powered by nothing but love. Love is all there is. And peace is the very basic nature. Peace includes fulfillment. Peace includes wisdom and compassion. Just as all kinds of emotions are being demonstrated down there in the streets around us, just when tragic events were taking place in this district, the very center of our beloved city, just as many of us in this community are angry, lost, and disheartened, it is all the more exciting for us to send our peace and love to everyone who cares about Hong Kong, who is fighting for a better tomorrow. And it is with this spirit that we are happy to experience this coming dialogue in the coming hour. We are all grateful for this place, for waiting to come among us, and for the presence of everyone. Thank you.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you. My waiting, after hearing all this, how do you feel?
Peaceful. I feel peaceful. And since I feel peaceful, then there is nothing to say.
Well, Hwasan was very excited about
as always,
as always, about our opportunity to sit down with Weining. So I better leave it to Hwasan.
Me, so, okay.
Okay,
okay. I share something. I hope we can generate more meaningful discussion up here.
You don't need to translate.
I think happiness is a state of mind. We cannot find lasting happiness in the outside world, neither in the material world, neither in fame, power, vanity, career, or not even in relationship, not even in intimacy. So I think lasting happiness only exists in our mind. And so I think it's crucial to turn inward. In order to turn inward, we can simply just breathe in gratitude, love, joy, and then breathe out anger, frustration, hostility, antagonism, whatsoever. Then we start to experience inner peace gradually. Sorry for my coughing. I think projection is a big issue here because for me, I think the outside world is a reflection and projection of our mind. For example, if I have been immensely abused by my parents in my childhood, then when I grew up, even when I'm in 40s, 50s, when I encounter a very bossy leader, then I may project my repressed childhood trauma and anger into this person. And more often than not, perception is projection. And projection is self-defeating. So I think we need to be very mindful about our projection and how we perceive the world. And so I think mindfulness is the way out. The non-judgmental awareness of the here and now. Even if I have the most perfect political perspective and analysis, if I articulate such perfect sociopolitical perspective with anger, with pride, with antagonism, then it doesn't work. It's self-defeating. Actually, it will immensely damage and discredit my integrity and credibility. So it's not what I said, but the way I express it that matters. So we need to be very mindful about our inner emotions, our intention, and our inner state of mind. In mindfulness, I think the beauty of mindfulness is that for me, there's no binary opposition yin dui la within it. So I think the beauty about turbulence, the beauty about adversities, yiking, is a trigger. We are being triggered. We will be emotional. We are caught in this way. And exactly when I'm triggered, I'm emotional, I want to defend and fight back. I think as spiritual practitioner, we can ask ourselves, when I want to fight back, I want to defend, I want to shout out, perhaps we can ask, who is the I who is being attacked and who want to defend? And where is the I who want to fight back? Please find me the I. Where is the I? If we are really honest to ourselves, I think we can't really find any concrete fixed me or I. We can only find a very fluid emotional, fragile, changing state of emotions. And emotions, the nature of emotions is emotions comes and goes. So I think turbulence, setback, and adversities are the best opportunity for spiritual practice because it exposes our vulnerability, it exposes our pride, it exposes our arrogance, it exposes our attachment to the me. My opinion, my feeling, my perspective, me, my big fat ego, my vulnerability. So I think it's the best time for spiritual practice because otherwise in everyday life we cover our ego very well. Only during turbulence will be trigger and anger. And so, for example, if you join the parade 2:30 outside, I think mindfulness practice is perhaps the way out. A simple practice could be while we're walking, left foot and right foot. Left foot, we feel and experience gratitude, joy, love, and right foot, we send such gratitude, love, and peace to the outside world and to everyone around. So I think we can perhaps cherish, esteem, embrace adversities, embrace political turmoil, disturbances as the best venue for spiritual practice, as something given by God to teach me about my expectation, my projection, my ego. Because I'm where I should be. We are where we should be. So, yeah. I think only in turbulence can we find the genuine and most ultimate inner peace. Yeah, this is my beginning. Wadey, 你觉得怎么样? 他会听普通话? Yeah, peace.
The topic of peace and life, because you were talking about peace and life, is something that we can talk all life and we never finish. Maybe I have very, very scientific mind. It means every word, every term has to be explained. Otherwise we talk and if I ask you what I am talking about, then you will say you don't understand. So whenever I teach, I always start from the roots, from the beginning. And the beginning is nothing. Yes, so I start from zero. Like from, in mathematics, where do you start? You start from zero. Yes, so in life, where do you start? Well, in life, you start from nothing. Because what was before life is nothing. Yes, and so the life comes from nothing. Of course, this nothing has many, many names throughout the history. We have something, we people have some interesting feature which is called free will. This free will has also other name, it's called intellect. And so we use this intellect to make simple things complicated. And why do we do that? Because we like to play. And the more something is complicated, the more it gives you abilities to play. And play means create and experience emotions. So when we start from zero, there is nothing. There is no life, there is no emotion, there is no feeling, there is no light, no love, nothing. And that zero, that nothing, has many different names. Like in Chinese culture, the name of Tao is the most popular one. Yes, so let us start from the Tao. And so if we want to talk about the Tao, then we should shut up. Because there is nothing to say. Yes? You probably know the classics, Tao Te Ching. It says, Tao Fei Chang Tao. What does it mean? Well, as I told you, I am a very, very scientific mind. And for me, all those ancient texts, they are instructions. And so when I study these instructions of the ancient texts of different cultures, I find they talk about the same thing. I find that these are programming instructions. At the beginning, they talk about how what we called life is created. And why do we create it? And what is I? And what is life? And what do I do in this life? And then why do I do this? And where do I go? And what is later? So, of course, I am aware that you may not be used to listen to quite scientific explanation, but I still want to say a few words using this scientific language so that maybe you will hear the same story from completely different point of view. So let's start from zero, from the Tao, yes? It says that before the Tao there was nothing, and the Tao is also nothing. Of course, we don't know what it means. I also don't know what it means. It means there is no way to explain it in an intellectual way. But so we don't talk about it. We never discuss about Tao. Like in mathematics, we don't know what is zero. Ask any mathematician what is zero. They have no answer for that. Nobody knows what is zero. Do you know what is zero? If you know what is zero, then please imagine and tell me. If you imagine something, for sure it's not zero, it's something. Yes? So we don't talk about it. We start to talk from about I. What is this I? Many people, when they say I, they point to their body. Yes? Well, this is, I would say, the most common perception of I, because we do not focus on what we are, we focus on what we are not. Yes? I is, it's also a long story. I don't want to talk about this I now. I want to talk about the body, because when we start from the body, it becomes more, we are more acquainted with this, because we always use our body all the life, yes? And all our life is about our body, and also about what this body feels, because the body has senses, 5, 6, many senses. And if the body did not have any senses, then the body would not exist. We would not know that we have something like the body. Okay, so let's start from the body. What is the body? Well, it's a machine. Yeah? If we look from the scientific point of view, it's just a machine, a very, very sophisticated electrobiological structure built from carbon semiconductors. That's the body. Yeah? It's just a machine, like a very, very sophisticated car. And as you know, a computer or a car or any other machine, if they want to function, they need to have software, applications, operating system. Yes, otherwise it's just a piece of something which does not move. We call it dead matter. So the body is a machine, but it has also this software, operating system, and applications, memory, whatever we call it, the thing which is not material. And that is called mind. Okay, so now we have the body, now we have the mind. The relation is, what is the relation between the body and the mind? The body is a machine, and the mind is the software that runs this machine, yes? From a physics point of view, it looks like this. Now, there is something that operates this. So somebody has to create this machine and this operating system, this software, mind and the body. Somebody has to create mind and body. And that something which creates the mind and body is called I. Actually, I call it I am, to distinguish from the popular I. Yes? So I am is what you are in your essence. And this thing that you brought here with you is called your body. And your body needs an operating system, applications, memory, and so on. So that is your mind. So maybe now you understand that this body is not you, and the mind, the thinking that the body does, and also the feeling and the emotions, that is not you. That is the machine and the mind working together. All the feelings you have, all the emotions you have, you love somebody, you hate somebody, it is not you. It is not you. It is interaction between the machine and the software running the machine, between your body and your mind. But you don't want to know this very simple fact, because if you know, then everything becomes senseless. So when you create your mind and your mind creates your body, and of course all the interaction between the body and the mind, for example, emotions, then you want to forget about this fact. Why? Well, because life is a game. Life is a title of a big, sophisticated game that is created in your mind. Yes? You don't create life. Your mind creates that for you. You create your mind, and your mind creates the rest. Do you remember maybe also from the classics? Dao Sheng Yi, Yi Sheng Er, Er Sheng San, San Sheng Wu Wan. What does it mean?
Yes, Sheng Yi, Sheng San, San Sheng Wan.
This is what I explained just now, but it was written many years ago, and it's just an instruction. It's an instruction for physicists and for those who do programming. Yes, how it is built. Many, many years ago, people had much, much higher mind powers. When they read this instruction, they, oh, okay, now I know, yes. So when the children went to school and they read this, okay, Dao Sheng Yi, I understand, yes. But now when we read this, we don't understand what is the meaning. The meaning is very simple. It's a scientific language. We need to learn this language, because we already lost this ability to understand simple things. So I am, which is the essence of you, you create a device which is called the mind, and this device creates the rest. And the rest is what? Well, the rest is your body and everything which is related to your body, that is your universe. Of course, your body, your mind, they, because of the interaction in this game, which is called life, they have something, there is some programming which is called emotions and feelings. And that is the essence of life. Emotions and feelings. Yes? Why do we create life? Why do you play this game of life? Because you want to enjoy emotions and feelings. Yes? You see, as the essence, as I am, you are perfect. Perfect means there is nothing you can improve. You are already perfect. Perfect means very, very boring situation. There is nothing to improve. You cannot be better. But you can always experience. How do you experience? Well, the best experience is if you don't know what you do. So, you create this mind and the body and the universe, which we call world. And this is called life. It's just the name of a game. And when you experience this game, you have to forget. You have to force yourself to cut this information from yourself. Then you don't know what you do. Oh, that's nice. Because if I believe, and many people believe that they are the body and the mind, if I believe that I am this character, then I can experience emotions very, very deeply and truly. If I experience emotions, I have also feelings, long-lasting feelings. They can last through lifetimes. Then that is the essence of this game. That's why we come so often. We like to play this game. And I tell you, it does not matter what you do. Because now, let's forget about I. We already have forgotten about this I. The true I am that creates the mind and body. Let's talk about this, which we usually call I, the mind and the body. You may be shocked if I tell you some simple facts, but you are going to die. And then everybody will forget you. And everything that you have done, it does not matter what you have done, will be forgotten. So what is the sense of your life? Well, the sense of life is, there is no sense of life unless you create one. If you create a sense of life, then you have a sense of life. And then you can fight. You can give up. You can continue. You can stop. You can take rest. Whatever you do, it does not matter. But you do something. Why do you do? Because you want to experience the results, and you experience the results with your emotions and the body senses and your feelings. And that is why you create this game. And you don't remember, you don't want to remember, because once you remember, then this game becomes senseless. Like any other game, it's senseless. The only reason why we play is because we want to play. And play means experience. The more emotional it becomes, the more interesting it is. But at the end, what is at the end? Nothing. Nothing. You destroy the body, you close, switch off the mind, and then there is I am, the peace, the very boring state, nothing.